to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to sell their soul for immortality.
Ooh! Now we're getting the real questions.
Least, Rowan McStay.
Howdy, I'm Rowan McStay, playing Solomon Briar, and I believe in the beauty of mortality. I think life is meaningful because of death, and I would never sell my soul to live longer than I'm meant to live.
Rowan's excited for that big old dirt nap.
I'm not excited. I'm just saying that it's natural and it's part of the natural cycle of things.
I'm just saying it awaits us all.
I think, Rowan's attitude and Salome's attitudes toward death are pretty similar, I think.
It's a little Wednesday-esque.
Yeah.
Next, Max Weinberg.
Ooh, I thought you were going to put me at the top. This is Max Weinberg playing Wyatt Forsythe. I don't know what Wyatt would think about this. I feel like the middle is kind of appropriate because I don't think I've thought about this too much. You know?
That's why I put you in the middle.
I live in the moment. Was c'est la vie? Is that it?
La vie.
Go fuck yourself.
La vie. And most, Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid. And here's the thing. I think that... I would not make this deal unless I had some kind of get out of jail when I'm really done card. I think I would hit existential crisis by year 170 and be like, y'all, I gotta get out of this thing. And then go on an epic quest.
Is not that long for
yeah,
me.
someone on the internet was talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark and the guy who one of the Indiana Jones that was like 800 years guarding the Holy Grail, and he was just in a cave for 800 years.
Like, see, you're going to hit a point where you're like, am I going to survive the heat death of the universe and just be like hanging out? I don't want that.
Wait, Casey, would you do it?
Oh, here's the thing. I ranked y'all, but then at the top of this list is me.
Oh, big time. For sure.
Like, I think I'm selling my soul. I think I'm learning every single language. The thing about a soul is you don't need it if you live forever.
You know? Very good point.
You're not getting into heaven anyway.
You're not getting anywhere.
Differ.
You're staying in Spokane.
I don't think it's about heaven.
With that, let's dive right in.
Can't handle y'all.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five, you finally reunited amongst the changed landscape of the pit. Wyatt found himself within the labyrinth of the arena, charged with finding Boyd, who had begun to fully funnel the flame's power into himself. Hayden set to work igniting beacons around the arena to boost Wyatt and the flame, joined by Mordric, and pursued by the mysterious Wraith. Salome and Belinda went after Doc Dervish in order to stop him from barring Wyatt's path through the labyrinth, but were attacked by Mary Jean Crenshaw in the process. When last we left off, Wyatt was headed toward Boyd with only two of the three beacons lit.
On a lion.
On a lion with wings.
Lest we forget.
Yeah. You've got a big winged lion. Where you are...
Winged, did you get that pronunciation from the same dictionary as Paul Shaw?
That's a real...
That one's legit. I'm with Casey on that one.
No, I know. I'm teasing.
Where you are now, goddammit.
Oh, that's fun.
You are all in different areas in and around this now leveled pit. Salome, you're with Belinda up in the stands. You are both taking on Doc Dervish, and he has turned and just blasted Belinda with a cone of cold, which you took the damage on. Hayden, you are
outside of the arena attempting to light the beacons to help Wyatt inside. But as you have run to the third beacon to light it, you turn to see at the central beacon, Mordric, who is still trying to keep that flame lit. You see him being slashed at by an invisible wraith. And Wyatt, you are in the middle of the arena. You are on the back of a winged lion with a face brighter than the sun, and you are flying towards a now gargantuan Boyd, his body made of flame. And as you fly towards this towering deity of a man, he says, "I'm gonna fucking kill you, kid." You see him reel back and throw a fist the size of your lion at you. Mm. You're within his range, even at 30 feet. His reach is huge.
As his fist is coming towards Wyatt, he's going to let out a blast of fire right into Boyd's new eyes to hope to give him disadvantage using warding flare.
All right, with disadvantage, that is a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
This fist, fully formed of flame and bits of the arena itself, you see debris within the tornado, as well as this fist reaches up and smashes into you. And you are going to take 13 points of bludgeoning damage and 6 points of fire damage.
Okay, that's only 3 because I have resistance to fire damage.
All right, so 16 total.
But I do have to make a concentration save for my lion.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Keep the kitty. Keep the kitty.
Great. 16 on the die. Something higher than 10. Lion stays.
Okay. Cool. It does occur to you as you save that if the lion leaves, you're in trouble.
Don't leave me, lion.
Next in the order is Belinda. Belinda is going to attack Doc Dervish.
Yeah, girl.
That's gonna hit.
You love to see it. Is she just stabbing at him?
Yeah, she has 2 daggers and is just like stabbing him over and over.
Yeah.
Ms. Bartle, if I give you this hairpin back, will you have a third one?
You say that. She looks at you. She starts to say something and then chooses not to.
All right, fine.
She's mad at you.
I know she is. I don't like it.
You better fix this, girl.
I'm trying.
She lands 2 hits with her daggers, slashing at Doc. You see the vest he wears is starting to just turn to tatters. He's not looking so hot.
Great.
Next in the order, Mary Jean Wainwright is not here.
Who? Bye, Mary Jean.
wait, who is that? Wait, what? You mean Honey Bunny?
Honey Bunny Wainwright is not here.
I'm sorry. Wait,
Wainwright.
Honey Bunny Crenshaw.
Wainwright.
Oh.
Her name's been everywhere.
Mary Jean's sordid past is coming back to haunt me.
What happened in your sessions?
Everything.
Nothing good.
Everything.
God.
Next in the order is Hayden.
Yes.
Hayden, you're at one of the beacons. You look down about... Each of these beacons is about 60 feet away from each other. So 60 to the next one, and then 60 to the one on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty far away.
Yeah.
Roll a perception check. I'll give you this one for free.
15.
On a 15, you notice what you've already noticed before, and that it's that the Wraith stayed behind to try and sabotage Mordric. The Wraith is cutting into Mordric, who is not fighting back. Mordric is choosing to ignite the flame over abandoning it.
Yeah.
You see that on the other side, that beacon is near where Salome, Belinda, and Doc Dervish are fighting.
Okay.
It is maybe 15 feet away.
Quick question. The extra D10 we get from spell casting. Does that apply to healing?
No.
No. Okay.
It's for damage.
Hayden looks over the chaos all around them. Wyatt up in the sky with the lion and with this gargantuan Boyd. Salome and Belinda fighting on the other end. The unlit beacon. The Wraith and Mordric. And there's just too many things, too many problems to solve at once. And then looking over at Mordric and the Wraith, they see the spirit of Wink is still over there. From when they conjured him at the start of the fight. And I get an idea. I'm going to cast Healing Word at a fourth level, draw dust up from the ground, blow it towards Mordric. It starts to shimmer and glow as it approaches him. And as it enters Wink's aura, it gets stronger. So I get to roll 4d4 plus 6 provided by Wink to heal Mordric.
Wait, how far is the range on Healing Word?
60.
Oh,
just
okay.
That's pretty long.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, that checks. Do it up.
Ooh, Hayden.
It's not a lot, but it's 18 hit points to Mordric.
Love that's to something. See it.
Okay.
And then I will run just far enough that I can reasonably hit the Wraith. Hopefully it's still far enough away that the Wraith will have to run to get to me. And I'm gonna unload the lucky shot.
Okay, sorry. You are running at the Wraith and firing.
Yes.
Okay. They are invisible right now. I think you saw wounds opening on Mordric. You did not see the Wraith itself.
It has greater invisibility.
I have advantage on all ability checks made to detect creatures in the aura.
Ooh.
All right. I'll let that cancel out the disadvantage from them being invisible. So go to town.
That's why I got Wink out.
It's almost like you were a tracker at some point.
That is 30 to hit.
Damn.
Jesus. Yeah, it hits.
Okay.
Roll damage.
So that is 2d8 plus d6 for Hunter's Mark, plus a d4 Dreadful Strike, plus a d4 Favored Foe.
Jesus.
That is 29 damage for the first hit.
Whoa.
And I will fire again.
Okay.
That is 22 to hit.
That hits.
And that's another 20 damage on the second hit.
Woo, damn. Ooh.
That'll do it.
I'm coming for you, Mordric.
You see in response to these attacks, their invisibility drops, and you see a figure in white armor reappear next to Mordric. Their helmet swivels to face you, Hayden.
Come and get it.
And it is their turn.
Ooh, they're about to come get it.
Shit, 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 shit.
They cross the 30 feet to get to you. And they're going to attack.
Okay.
That is an 18 on the first hit.
18 hits.
And a 23 on the second hit.
That hits as well.
Oh, I don't like this.
That is going to be 6 points of slashing damage. And then 15 points of poison damage. And you are poisoned until the start of your next turn.
Okay. I'm not doing great.
They slash at you. How you doing?
I'm bleeding, but I'm up.
All right, Hayden, come on.
Hayden holds onto their side and just maintains gaze on the Wraith. He goes, "We're not letting anybody drop today. Only the ones we decide."
The Wraith says, "I've already decided. And all unworthy shall die."
"Who let you determine who's worthy?"
They snarl, and they say, "I expected better of someone like you."
Get used to disappointment.
And with that, it is Mordric's turn. Mordric stays the course. You see he lifts up the sword and fully plunges it deeper into the flame. You see the jet riot up around him. And that is his turn.
Salome, we need this fire going.
I'm going to try.
It is Doc Dervish's turn. Doc is not looking great. He coughs a little. You see blood just sort of dribble down his mouth and chin.
Oh, you're not feeling so good?
He slaps himself on the shoulder, goes, oh, and then flies 60 feet into the air.
Oh?
Just rockets straight up.
Oh.
And now he's in the air. He is 60 feet up.
Damn it all.
That is going to be Doc's turn. That's all he can do on his turn. He does not have bonus actions. I shouldn't have told you that.
Yep.
Next in the order is Wyatt.
I want to test some stuff out. I would like to command my lion to move just closer to Boyd's flame body.
Okay.
Do I feel anything like heat?
I mean
damage.
You feel the heat, but as an acolyte of the flame, it's not burning you.
Great. I would like to have the lion drop Wyatt gently on the ground.
Okay. You swoop down, you land on the ground.
And then at this point, I will have Wyatt cast Sacred Flame on the big guy, which is a dex save. It's a cantrip.
What's the DC to beat?
17.
That is a failure.
Cool. So he is going to take 3d6 plus 1d10 damage.
While you're at it, roll one more d10.
Gladly. 13.
Cool. You throw flame. It slams into Boyd. Seemingly a small shot. You see it hit Boyd. He doesn't stagger. But as it hits him, you see the fire of your attack add to his flame. You see him grow a little, just minuscule larger. You hear him shout, "You see what? You got nothing that can hurt me." And as he says that, you hear a little that you're not quite sure what that means just yet.
Well, hopefully let's find out a little bit. Before the lion flies away for its turn, I'm going to give it the help action using my fey gift Spite that I can do.
Nice.
Which is, until the start of your next turn, the first time the creature I help hits a target with an attack, that target has disadvantage on its next attack roll.
Ooh, okay.
As the flame lion drops Wyatt off, he looks at the flame, holds him in his hand, and goes, "I believe in you. Go get him." And then blasts his own fire up at the knee of this big guy, and then the flame lion will fly up to attack him for 3 attacks himself.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, roll to hit.
Come on, kid.
First one with advantage.
Okay.
Plus 9. Okay. Yeah, it's like attacking as Hayden. I get plus 9 to hit. That's a 28 to hit.
Ooh,
on the first attack.
Yup.
Hell yeah. Come on, kid.
Which will add 4d10.
Yeah.
I'm now going to take my next attack.
Okay.
26.
Ooh, okay. Hit.
And then an 11.
That does not hit.
Oof, why not?
The streak resets.
Oh.
This is going to be 11d10 plus 18.
Do it up.
Roll hard enough, maybe this whole thing will end.
That's 83.
Not bad.
Holy shit, Wyatt.
Hell yeah.
After dropping Wyatt off, we're playing fast and loose with these rules because we're right here anyway. He drops Wyatt off, flies back up to go give 2 major scrapes right across his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. That's great.
Boyd roars in anger and says, "This is how you treat a god, boy."
There is only one god, and it is not you.
There's at least three. We have that confirmed. You know what? Why? Do your thing. Do your thing.
No, you're right, dear heart. There's three minimum.
I'm in a lot of pain. Ignore me.
Next in the order is Salome.
All right. Well, he's all up there now. I had a really fun plan for if he didn't escape, slippery bastard. How's he looking?
Bad. He's looking bad.
All right.
Miss Bartle, do you have any way to attack him from far away?
She says, I can throw my knives. I'd rather not.
You'd rather not. I mean,
have you seen these knives? She produces a really nice knife.
No, they are nice.
It's ornate, ivory handled.
I go get it back for you. I'm just worried that if we don't light this beacon, Wyatt's not going to be able to do what he needs to do. And I want this guy dead. More than I think I've ever wanted anybody dead. But we need to help Wyatt. So, do you have a way to light the beacon, or should I?
She sighs and says, well, all right. And she reaches down and pulls out a hand crossbow and says, well, all right, I also got this.
Girl, what the hell?
I like knives.
You don't have to throw. Okay, you know what? Why don't you hold on to your knot? Well, all right. I will go to the beacon.
Okay.
Is it lit already at all?
It is dying.
But it is lit a little bit?
Yeah, it's lit a little bit. It, like, in terms of, you know, forest fire to pilot light, it's more on the pilot light side.
Oh, hell. Okay, I am going to go up to the beacon and put my hands on it and try to just, like, recenter a little bit. Salome's been very enraged this entire time and, like, kind of obsessed with killing Dervish. And I think she refocuses on Wyatt and tries to, like, look at Wyatt and just will him to be okay and say, come on, baby boy, you got this. And put hands on the beacon and use 30 of my remaining 33 points of lay on hands on this beacon.
Ooh.
Okay. With that, you hold your hands to the flame, healing magic issues forth, spreads over the flame. You watch it rocket up as if you had thrown fire into it. Wyatt, for the duration of your turn, including the lion's turn, your damage streak start at 3.
You're gonna regret that, Casey.
No, I'm not. Like Boyd is stacked. You're going to need it.
Hell yeah. I am also going to use my bonus action to cast Hex on Dervish.
Hell yeah.
And I'm going to give him disadvantage on strength checks, just in case.
Make him a weak little man.
Actually, dexterity. He's probably already bad at strength. I'm going to say dex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I see you. Anything else?
No, I think I just try to focus on Wyatt and calm down a little bit.
All right. At the top of the order, you watch as the ground cracks open in multiple places. Rocks and lava and fire issue forth. And I need everyone who is on the ground to make dex saving throws.
Everyone?
Okay.
Everyone on the ground, in the arena or out.
Does Boyd have to make a dex save?
Boyd does not, because he's the one doing this. This is his lair, baby.
25.
Nice. Okay.
13.
Okay.
How's a 6 treat you?
Okay.
Wyatt, honey.
Come get me, lion. This was a mistake. Don't put me down next time.
Your lion escapes the damage.
Nice.
As it is currently flying. Oh. Doc Dervish escapes the damage as he is currently flying.
Damn it.
Everyone who rolled below a 15 save.
Yeah.
You are going to take 8 points of fire damage.
Okay.
So now I got to make my concentration save.
Great.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, fuck you. That's a nat 20.
Great.
It was my fuck you dice.
Nice.
Oh, the one that killed Stump.
Great.
Maybe I shouldn't roll that one anymore.
It was a nat 20.
Next in the order is Boyd. Boyd is gonna punch the fuck out of your lion.
He can try.
Oh, no.
Disadvantage.
Oh.
He has disadvantage even without my ability. Oh, yeah, baby.
I don't have to re-roll that die. That one just didn't happen.
Yeah.
First attack, full miss. Second attack.
Disadvantage from warding flame.
What's the AC to beat on the lion?
19.
Damn it. Fuck.
Yes.
Okay, well, cool. He's swiping at the lion in front of his face, and it is just dodging every... It's really cool. It, like, arcs its wings back, flies out of his range as he tries to grapple it, and nothing happens.
There's only one true flame, sir.
Next in the order is Belinda. Belinda drops her knives, pulls out her crossbow, and begins to fire at Doc.
Glad you had it.
And that's a miss.
No! Devastating.
And the shot goes so wide. And she says, I don't like this thing.
Then throw the knives.
She just looks at you.
Sorry. No, I know. We should talk.
Great. Next in the order is Hayden.
Yes.
Hayden, the wraith is just in your face.
How are they looking?
They're starting to look bloodied.
Okay.
You see them stumble a bit in their attacks in a way that they would not normally.
All right. I'm going to pull out the lucky shot. Keep firing. If I don't take them down this round, I might not make it. So here we go.
Okay.
Glitter Baby's going to help me out in the first hit. 22 to hit.
That hits. Roll damage.
32 for my first hit.
Come on, Hayden.
And I fire again.
They stagger, but are still standing.
Get down. 29 to hit.
That hits.
Ooh.
Come on, Hayden.
40 damage.
Holy shit.
Nice.
You watch them stagger back. And then they spit blood from their helm. And they say, keep shooting.
Fine. I will use my bonus action to fire again.
Okay.
Dirty 20 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, that's another D10.
Jesus.
I need to take this thing down. 33 damage.
You watch as boom, 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 increasing hits slam into their armor. They stagger backward. Cough. And then fall to one knee. Their swords drop. And they gaze up at you. They are on death's door.
Just stand down. No one else needs to die.
They look at you. You see them growl. You see their hands claw the dirt beneath them. They attempt to stand back up and collapse. They hit the ground and lay unmoving.
Are they done?
Roll an insight.
This is like scary.
Yeah. 26.
They're out.
Hayden collapses to one knee as well.
Next in the order is the Wraith. On a nat 20 death save.
Fuck.
Oh no.
I swear to you,
I just rolled a nat 20. The mage hand symbol is up.
Yeah, I'm rolling the same die.
You take a knee. Mm-hmm. You are down. And then a knife whizzes past your ear. You look and see they have started to get back up and begin to pull another knife from their boot. That is an 18 to hit.
18 hits.
That is 8 points of piercing damage.
I'm still up. Barely.
Whew, Hayden, darling.
As they sit, they reach up and begin to remove their helmet. They rip the straps from the back and take it off. And they say, I expected so much more from one of us. And they slam the white helmet to the ground to reveal white skin beneath. Bone white, eyes black as night, shaved head. You don't know who this is, but you know what they are. They're a changeling too.
Q?
They snarl and say, that traitor. They spit and turn invisible. On a bonus action, you watch as their skin itself becomes translucent and then disappears.
We don't have to keep fighting. We can talk. We can help each other.
You would say that, friend of the Briars that you are.
I don't understand.
It's not yours to understand. My motives are mine. You may have bested me now, but I will come for you when you least expect it.
And then you hear footsteps somewhere. And that is their turn.
I'm sorry.
Next in the order is Mordric.
I wonder if it's Fel.
Yeah, gotta be.
Gotta be Fel.
Mm-hmm.
What a name
to, right? To fall to the dark side.
Welcome to the Beastland. Here, the only law is of the jungle, the only call of the wild. But all is not balanced in these happy hunting grounds, and when aberrant scars of the planescape's great conflicts tarnish these lands, only the noble unicorn knights can preserve the natural order. Or at least their recent contractors can give it their best shot. The quarry is clear, the trail warm. It's time to assemble our hunting party. Rolling with Difficulty presents our third D&D campaign, Hunting Party. Enter the Beastlands with our noble unicorn knights and hunt some aberrations on all fine podcasting platforms, or catch us over on the Rolling with Difficulty YouTube channel where you can get the same episodes but with animated battle maps. But whether you go for YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, happy hunting.
Howdy, y'all. Are you looking for a way to design and build models of your own favorite tabletop characters? If you are, I want to introduce you to Hero Forge. At HeroForge.com, you can create a fully customizable miniature using their database of dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all from their super user-friendly website. You can order your custom mini directly from Hero Forge or download and print it at home if you have access to a 3D printer. We use Hero Forge to start designing our Badlands characters way back at the beginning, and their huge range of customization options really helped us to bring the Twin River Trio to life. But Hero Forge does more than just minis. They also do 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains. If you expect to make a lot of minis, I would recommend checking out their Pro or Pro Plus subscription. The Pro subscription gives you access to kit bashing, photo booth, and tools to organize your minis. Pro Plus gives you all of that, plus 5 monthly digital credits for either printing at home or moving your creations over to a virtual tabletop. Visit HeroForge.com today to start designing your own custom minis. And don't forget to check back often. New content is added every week. Happy building!
Got her.
Here we go!
Oh my God! He threw.
Here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair. He threw the chair,
and now he's getting it back because right. We're gonna have to.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh my God! Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine. Oh, hey, GM. Jesus Christ! That's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh! And if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his Jesus. Penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing into the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.
I've got 3 hit points.
Hey, come get some healing. I'll use my bonus action to give you a healing potion. Shit.
I start stumbling over towards Salome.
Mordric, on his turn, slashes the sword back down. Wyatt, you gain back 5 hit points if you lost any.
Sick.
Great. Next in the order is Doc Dervish. Doc. Doc throws his hands both at the ground, at both you, Belinda, and you, Salome,
mm-hmm.
and says, ah! he casts Fireball.
No! Well, how close is he to the beacon? Does it help the beacon, too?
Yeah, all right. He casts Fireball.
Great.
It... A fireball rains down. I need Belinda and Salome to both make dex saving throws.
That is a 19.
Oh, that's...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's a 20. 20. It's 20.
Oh, well, ain't that just nice? You save. Yeah. Belinda does not.
No.
That is going to be... Salome, you take... 10 points of fire damage. And Belinda takes 21.
Does she?
Yes.
Oh, wait, she's not within 10 feet of me, so I can't take the damage for her. Damn.
Oh, that's too bad. She takes 21 points of fire damage.
All right, fine.
The fireball rains down, hitting you both.
Oh, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Not bad.
Okay.
I'm, like, bloodied, but not terrible.
The fire behind you arcs up as some of the fireball got into it.
All right, well, that's something.
Great. Wyatt, it is your turn.
Amazing. Question before I do anything. Does my 3d10, is that only to melee attacks or is that spells as well? So I know it won't stack, but does it boost spells?
I will say it adds your damage streaks for melee start at 3. Your spells do an additional... Your spells do an additional 3.
Okay, so the 1d10 just becomes 3d10.
It becomes 4d10.
Because
it does an additional 3. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I should listen better, apparently. Okay, so first, I'm going to once again... Great job, Flame Lion! keep doing what you're doing and give it the help action, the bonus action that I did last time to give it advantage and hopefully give Big Boy here disadvantage on his turn. Or for one attack. And then I will blast a fourth level Scorching Ray up at Big Boy Boyd.
Big Buddy Boyd.
Big, okay. Big Boyd.
Big Buddy Boyd.
So, at fourth level, I get two additional rays. So that's five total attacks on Boyd.
Jesus. Woo-hoo. Go to town.
I'm going to start at the lowest and go up. 17.
That does not hit.
19.
That does not hit.
23.
That hits.
Okay, so I got three hits in there. That's going to be 66 plus 9d10.
Ooh.
All right, go to town.
That's going to be 70 damage.
Hoo-hoo-hoo!
As beams of fire erupt from Wyatt's hands, shooting straight up at the Big Boyd.
Oh, Wyatt, you love to see it.
Add an additional 1d10.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not going to turn that down. 7.
Nice.
7. 77.
Ooh. 77.
That's got a nice religious it number does, to it.
Right?
These scorching rays fire up. Three of them light up, Boyd. Boom, boom, boom. You watch as the as he absorbs the fire of each blast, and on each one, he gets bigger. However, you watch as he grunts in pain as he expands.
Hmm.
Make an intelligence check.
God damn it. Can it be a religion check?
You know what? I'll allow it. Make a religion check.
Great.
I think this would work.
It doesn't make too much of a difference. 15.
15. On a 15. Fire seems to make him stronger, but there's growing pains, baby. It seems to hurt him worse.
So after Wyatt sees that, as Big Boyd is reacting to this pain, the lion flies out of nowhere and takes their three attacks.
Ooh, do it up.
Which each start at 3d10.
Yeah. Yeah.
With advantage, that's a 16 on one.
Okay, that's not going to do it.
28.
Yep, that hits.
A dirty 20.
That hits. Roll.
There you go, kid. Come on.
So, that's going to be a total of 9d10 plus 18.
Woo!
66 damage.
Ooh.
As just another swipe after swipe to Big Boyd's face.
Mm-hmm.
Boyd roars in anger as this lion keeps flying in his face. Anything else, Wyatt?
Believe it or not, no.
Okay.
But it does have disadvantage on its next attack.
God, okay.
Your turn.
Next in the order is Salome.
All right. First thing I'm going to do before I forget is I'm going to walk about 10 feet or so closer to Belinda to be near her. And I'll say, look, I know you don't really want to flirt with me right now, so I mean this in the most genuine way possible. Stay close to me. It will help you stay alive.
Hmm.
I have it's like a vibe thing. I promise I'm not.
It's like a vibe thing.
I promise I'm not coming on to it. I know that you don't want to do that right now. I'm being sincere.
So it's it's like a vibe thing that you can't explain, but I got to stay next to you in order to survive.
I can't call it like an aura because that's worse.
Your aura.
All right, you know what? If you ain't gonna shoot straight, hush for a minute, darling. And I pull out Thaddeus's gun.
All right, Girl Scout.
All the banter's back a little bit.
Don't call attention to it.
Huh.
Just shoot the fucking guy.
All right, I'm gonna shoot three Eldritch Blast bolts. Two of those are kind of bad. One of them's decent. God, two of these will definitely not hit. Do a 13 or a 11 hit?
No.
Great. Does a 26 hit?
Okay.
The yeah. other one was good. I rolled a 2 and a 4 for the first ones. So I get an extra d6 of necrotic damage because of Hex. I get an extra +4 because of Hexblade's Curse. And I also get the extra 1d10 of damage. So hopefully this is maybe enough.
Okay.
29 damage.
Hmm.
What happens to poor Doc Dervish?
Oh, well, let me tell you. So all my first shot, bam, goes wide to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Second shot, boom, goes wide to the right. Third shot, boom, right in the chest. And as he is falling out of the sky, Briar's made of iron and metal and fire powder explode out of the back of his body as the bullet exits.
God.
And he falls to the ground with this hole in his back far bigger than it should be. And as she kneels in front of him to absorb some of the life force from his body to get her 8 HP from Hexblade's curse, she whispers to this man's corpse,
"I hope the riverbank vultures devour what's left of your soul, Doc Dervish."
Jesus.
And I take 8 HP and also will move my hex. I assume, does the force field go down now that the person powering it is dead?
You watch as the force field surrounding the arena,
hell yeah,
dissolves away.
Okay.
And you find a rather disconcerting thought arrives in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You're now able to reach Wyatt and Boyd. And now Boyd is able to reach you.
I don't think at this moment that Salome finds that disconcerting.
Okay.
I think she would rather be able to distribute damage with Wyatt. I also think she's feeling maybe a little self-destructive. So I think that she is a little unfazed by that.
Mm.
And I move my hex to Boyd.
Okay. And the top of the order begins again. Lair action. On the lair's turn, I need all of you. I need you to make dex saving throws.
Okay, here we go.
See, now, Miss Bartle, this is what I was talking about. I can help you with avoiding this.
Oh, from your aura?
God damn it.
From your charisma?
Yes, no. Hmm. No. What, see how well you do. See how well you do.
How much do I add?
5.
All right.
That's a 15. No, 16.
21.
Wow.
12.
All right, everyone who got above a 15, which is everybody but Wyatt, you are going to take 14 points of bludgeoning damage as meteors rain down from the sky.
That's Hayden down.
Hayden's down.
Wyatt, you take 28.
Oh, boy.
This is pure bludgeoning damage.
That is a concentration save of 14 or higher for my lion.
All right.
Mm.
As Wyatt gets smacked with a meteor, the lion fizzles into a little bit of smoke.
No.
Oh.
The lion disperses in a cloud of fire. And Boyd sighs. Looks like your little tricks are at an end, you little fucking punk. And then Boyd gets to attack.
Disadvantage.
And the first hit doesn't do anything.
Yeah, baby. Disadvantage again from warding flare as more fire blasts up to his eyes.
God damn. How many of these can you... Okay.
That's my last one.
And then Boyd attacks a third time.
Yeah.
And you start to notice every turn, Boyd attacks more.
Hmm.
Wyatt, that is a 26 to hit.
That hits.
And you take 16 points of bludgeoning damage as his fist rains down and smashes into you.
Ow.
He says, I'm going to kill your friends, Wyatt. That's a moot point. One of them's already down. But pray to me, and maybe I'll spare you. Maybe I'll let your parents skip to the front of the line when I start handing out immortality.
Those who take the flame will be eradicated.
His 10-foot tall eyes just roll. And he says, is that all you got, kid? Holy scripture. I'm going to beat every verse out of you. Next is Belinda's turn. Belinda is looking a little shaky on her feet, but she's still up.
I got this healing potion if you need it.
She waves it away.
Hayden's got one on them too, so we can heal them and you.
Belinda shoots and misses, because Boyd's AC is crazy.
Mm.
To describe Boyd, parts of him are starting to destabilize a little bit. So you see bits of the flame leap out and lurch out of his control, but he is still, for the most part, composed of flame right now. Belinda's shot goes wide. Hayden, it is your turn.
Can Glitter Baby help me with my death save?
No.
Okay. This is my first time having dropped after using the lucky shot. I subtract 3
you
from
do.
Whatever I roll.
Yes. Oh,
that sucks. All right.
11 minus 3 is 8.
Oh, Hayden. Yeah, okay. That lucky shot sucks.
Yeah. It's a... Listen.
That's dangerous.
Gambling? Gambling's rough. Great. Next in the order is Mordric. Mordric, for his turn, he leaves the sword in the beacon of the fount where it is. For this turn, it is active. He is going to dash action to get to you, Hayden, but he cannot do anything on his turn. So he's there. He's ready. He just can't do anything yet because all of his healing is like for an action. And he took his action to get to you.
All right.
So Wyatt, for this turn, your temp points are still there.
Well, they're out.
Oh, they're out. Okay, never mind.
I'm down to 36 HP.
Next in the order is Wyatt. Wyatt, you get the boost from the beacon. However, you do see it flicker. And you know that after 3 turns, the effects of this boost will go out.
I still need your help!
And Wyatt's going to cast Summon Celestial at a 5th level to bring back the Flame Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll then use a bonus action to give him... We'll use Spite to give advantage to one of the lion's attacks and hopefully disadvantage again.
God, okay.
And then hop on the lion.
Oh, okay.
Because the lion's dex is a little better than Wyatt's.
Okay.
And then the lion will fly up for its 2 attacks.
Okay.
Because now it's 5th level, it's a little lower. 21?
Yeah, that hits.
And then nat 20.
God. Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
So does the lion still get the boost then as well? Even though it's a new lion?
It does. It does. Yeah.
Okay. So the first attack is going to be 3d6 or 3d10.
Okay.
The second one bases 4d10, which doubles.
Yeah.
So the total for this attack will be 14d10 plus 8, plus 16.
Good lord.
Oh.
All right, kid, get him.
Do it up.
101.
Whoa, I think that's one of the only times we've broken 3 digits.
As Wyatt flies onto the back of the Flame Lion again, charges back up, and they both go to slash Wyatt with his staff and the Flame Lion with his claws and bites out at dealing 101 damage.
Ooh.
Wyatt's flavor.
Come on, kid.
Just slash, slash. The flame is pouring his power into you and through this avatar as these claws rake Boyd's flammable, flamey form, dealing just a shit ton of damage. You see him start to destabilize. And he says, I'm still standing, kid.
Wyatt also gets 10 temp HP.
Cool, just for fun.
No, sorry. That's part I haven't, because you gave me so many temp HP before, I didn't have to worry about it. The Radiant Mace attack of the Celestial deals 1d10 plus 3 plus the spell's level. And the spirit can choose itself or another creature it can see within 10 feet. The chosen creature gets 1d10 temp HP.
Okay, cool. Fun.
Yeah.
Salome.
Yeah.
It is your turn.
How far away is Hayden and how far away is Boyd?
Hayden is fully on the other side of the arena. The barrier is down now, so you can get to them, but that is 90 feet.
Oh, this sucks.
It's all right.
Oh, okay. I think this will actually be fine.
What?
Ms. Bartle, I think you can run like real fast, right?
I can run real fast?
Yeah.
I can, yes.
Okay, you think you could get... I don't know, you think you could run, say, 90 feet in 6 seconds?
I mean...
With an action left at the end?
Sure, I like to call it the old double dash.
Great, okay, do you trust me?
She looks at you and says, for the purposes of whatever the fuck you're about to do, sure.
Great, I promise I'm not trying anything. And I pick her up, put her on my shoulder, and if she is below my 195-pound carrying capacity, I will use my full movement to get her to where she can use her bonus action dash to get to Hayden. And I will say, please just give this to Hayden, and I give her the healing potion that I have.
You fully piggyback her. And run through the arena, and she is just like, okay.
It's the best way I can think of to get you there.
All right. I mean, damn, you're strong.
Thank you.
She's a little bit like, damn, you're kind of durable.
Wow. Thank you. Okay. I think that is, I think I would guess that was my action to pick her up? Question mark.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, and I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Wyatt to give him an extra two to his AC.
Oh, sick.
Which means hex drops. But
what's it look like?
Wyatt, you see a little nest of briars shoot up around you.
Ow, what?
Huh? Not touching you. No. Like very, very like around your sort of aura.
Wyatt, for the first time, realizes that there are other people here.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
not, like,
then you see, like, very familiar roses sprout up around you then.
What? Hello?
We got you, kid.
Thanks. Let's beat his butt.
Great. At the top of the order is the lair. I need everyone to make a dex saving throw.
Fuck yeah.
Which Sorry. Means...
Sucks for y'all, but yeah.
Which means Belinda does not have to make this check. As she is currently being carried.
That's great. Well, that's an 8 for me.
Those who succeed take 5 bludgeoning damage. Those that fail take 10.
And that's another failed death save for Hayden.
Fuck.
Okay. You're at 2?
2 fails.
Oh no, darling.
Okay. As this meteor hits Hayden for a second failed death save, the world begins to move in slow motion. Wyatt, you watch as a grin spreads across Boyd's face. He rears back to land another devastating blow on you. Salome, you are carrying Belinda across this arena, but Hayden is just too far away. And Hayden, the world spins around you and then begins to slowly fade as if slipping away. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. $2 will get you just showing your support. $5 a month will get you all kinds of extra goodies like homebrew content, early access to merch, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. And then $10 gets you all the above, plus our monthly live stream, Mage Hand Happy Hour, and creative content from the cast that you can't get anywhere else. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirshner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. For those of you who have already, I love you very much and I'm sending you hugs over audio. And now I'm going to shout out all of our original and up high subscribers over on Patreon. And as always, I'm going to do it in one breath. Crimson Crown, finding new ways of making Robin regret giving me this power, so I'll make it as long as possible. Fear me, Robin. Michael Carey, Mara Nutt, Malty, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Koppel, Jay, Theo Wells, White, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, Damn Dippy Fresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jellycube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trot Relief, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, A.M. Lovelies, Alison DeVavis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Force Doki, Liz, Gary Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elda Sulch, a lot of pain, Lori Hick, Raymond. Ow! I think that might be one of the best times I've done that. But who knows? Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell the little bugs on the sidewalk. They are small, but they are many. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?